From KQED Radio News, I'm Cy Musiker. Two political watchdog groups have managed to pry open California state databases, making available for the first time electronic voting records for state lawmakers. The California First Amendment Coalition and MapLight.org had sued the state to obtain the data, and earlier this week, the California Legislative Council agreed to a settlement with the groups to open the files. Dan Newman is executive director at MapLight. Mr. Newman, why did you sue the state? Hasn't this information long been available in text format?
Right now, the way it has been is that you can look up in text format, as you say, one bill and see how your lawmakers vote. But there's no way to look at how your lawmaker voted on all health care bills. There's no way to do an analysis such as how much Democrats or Republicans voted together, for example. And there's no way to combine votes with data like campaign contributions to see how special interest campaign contributions have an effect on legislator votes.
So give me an example of how this information is more useful this way. What's the difference?
Well, it's the difference between having like a 10,000-page paper printout of a spreadsheet that you have to look at one page at a time versus having the Excel file on your computer where you can sort it and analyze it any way you want. And when you talk about information that's fundamental to democracy, how our legislators are voting, this information should be, and now, thanks to our lawsuit, is public.
What kind of bills and campaign donations are you tracking? Have you found any smoking guns?
Well, doing some manual analysis before this data was available, let me give you an example of something that happened a couple years ago in the California State Legislature. It was a program to spend $18 million to put fresh fruit in school lunches, which lots of people think is a pretty good idea to have kids eating more fresh fruit. Well, the food processing industry had fresh put in there in the bill along with nutritious on the last day of the legislative session. So some of that money went to buying canned fruit in sugar syrup instead of fresh fruit. And so it probably won't surprise you to know that the food processing industry gave more than $2 million to 200 state candidates over a five-year period, according to the Institute of Money and State Politics. And that's the kind of bias of our legislature that we aim to highlight at MapLight. We're sacrificing our children's health by feeding them sugar syrup so that these food companies can make more money.
So how much faster could you have found out that data and put it online?
Once we launch our MapLight California site, combining this new votes database with the campaign dollars, which is going to launch this fall, you'll have everything that happens in Sacramento today be up on our website tomorrow.
And I believe the public will have the same ability to tap this data as your group does. Is that a positive thing as well?
Absolutely. I mean, there have been groups up and down the state from nonprofit, academic, journalists, ordinary citizens who have tried to make use of this data in the past, and it's been unmanageable. But now anyone can go to the Ledge Info, which is a state website, and download this data, and if you're computer savvy, you can analyze it in any way you want, and I expect we're going to see a blossoming of ways to use this data in ways we haven't even imagined yet.
And that data is available now?
It is.
Is it your hope that this will increase pressure for reform of campaign finance?
It will. There's a river of money that underlies everything that goes on in Sacramento. You need hundreds of thousands of dollars to run for state assembly or state senate. And the number one place to get this money is from interest groups that want something from government. And next year in June, there's already a ballot measure on the ballot to have a pilot program for election reform for Secretary of State that will make it so Secretary of State can run for office without having to take private money, which is what we want. We want them to be impartial. And so I think the analysis that MapLight California provides will show people the problems we have with the current system and help build momentum for solutions like that.
Dan Newman is executive director of MapLight.org. Thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure, Cy.
And this final note, our newscast on San Francisco's new police chief, George Gascon, didn't air yesterday, but it's available on our website. Just go to kqed.org/radio news and click on the link. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED Public Radio.